يوسف كان كويتشن عمو بارك الله فيك إذا رجالين زكاة الحلي زكاة الحلي ننيم بدأ مسألة إن أرابي زكاة الحلي زكاة of the jewelries jewelries okay I will give you in points you know I'm holding myself not to speak fast okay so I wish you could understand بارك الله فيك number one point number one consensus in between the ulama salaf and khalaf the zakah regarding the jewelries go back to the gold and silver not to the pearls not to the diamonds not to whatever material is and they consider it from the jewelries only for gold and silver you understand this number one number two حفظك الله تعالى there is a khilaf in between the ulama regarding the gold that the woman that she use it to beautify herself or it's for beautifying the woman even though she doesn't use it it's all the same you understand from here I give you a notice about some people they try to me to do a trick they buy a lot of gold because they want the gold but they buy by a form of jewelry so they don't pay the zakah for it using that opinion of not paying the zakah it's a trick it's you cheat yourself my dear brother You cheat yourself, my dear sister. You are not cheating your Lord. You understand? No. The zakat al-hili is when you buy jewelry. It doesn't matter you wear it or you didn't wear it. Even if both of your direction like that, it's included in the mas'ala. So, we have a khilaf in between Umar regarding the zakat of this kind of gold. Pay or don't pay. You understand? But the gold and the silver not in the form of jewelry. You just use like coins, golden coins or whatever. This is bil ijma' also, you must pay the zakah for it. You understand? Even the khilaf is only for one type. Which type? The type that they use it for jewelry to for the woman to beautify themselves or their spouse or whatever. Okay. The khilaf goes for in between two different opinions. The first opinion, the opinion of the majority, who they say no dalil to prove that, need to pay the zakah. What's their dalil exactly? Their dalil is the negative dalil. They said because no clear dalil about it. And another dalil, they said because for sure, loads of the females among the female of the companions, female companions, radiallahu ta'ala, and the wife of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to have this kind of jewelry, and there is no direct dalil that the Prophet, he ordered them to pay the zakah for it. Another dalil, they say, because the Islam will protect everything could increase the love in between the couples. So for sure, he's not going to terminate the gold. And he's not going to ask the woman to pay the gold, the zakah from the jewelries until it disappears. Then she cannot beautify herself or her husband. Then the love will be decreased. So this is one of the excuses and one of the evidence. Okay. Then the other opinion is for the majority, which is go back to laws of companions also. And you go back to laws of ulama. Ahmad al-Shafi'i, Ahmad al-Hanabila, who they said need to pay the zakah for it. They said why? They said because we have a clear evidence, and the evidence to prove this opinion is two different types: the general evidence and the specific evidence. The general evidence, like قول الله تعالى والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقون في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب. Those people who they treasure the gold and the silver and they don't pay حق الله, the right of Allah عز وجل, ينفقون في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. So tell them they're gonna face a big punishment in thereafter. So this is general. يكنزون الذهب والفضة, they save and they treasure the gold and silver. It's general statements, is not for some and not some. I mean he didn't say for the jewelry that the woman she wear and for other that the woman she doesn't wear. The hadith ayat is am, same thing. All ayat and evidence regarding the zakah came for gold, all kind of gold, and we know in their time they have this kind and that kind, and there's no dalil to make it what different. Same thing, amu barakallahu fik. This is the first type of evidence, which is a lot. I'm giving you just an example. Then they have a specific evidence. They said to the majority, who said to you, we don't have an evidence? We have a clear evidence in the Sunnah. Hayth Abdullah ibn Amr. Hayth Abdullah ibn Amr, the Prophet ﷺ, two women came to visit the Prophet ﷺ and to ask him a question. And the Prophet ﷺ, after he answered him, he saw they have bangles. So the Prophet ﷺ from gold. So the Prophet ﷺ, he asked him, he said, do you pay the zakah of these bangles? Bangles, jewelries. They wear it some more. They said, no. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني أتحبان أن يسويركم الله تعالى بهما سوارا من نار. Do you like for these bangles to be a fire يوم القيامة؟ Pay the zakah of it. It's very authentic and clear. And hadith is authentic, صحيح. And same حديث أم سلمة, same حديث عائشة. A lot of evidence to prove this issue. لك أستطيع أن حضرة الله تعالى لك الله علماء they say this مسألة this خلاف exist with an authentic clear evidence in it. So the khilaf shouldn't be taken seriously because you have the evidence clearly in front of you. وهذه فتوى الشيخ بن باز ولجنة الدائمة وغيرهم من العلماء. You understand? So this is enough for you to know, عمو بارك الله فيك, that the correct opinion absolutely is to pay the zakat for all kind of goods that the woman she said if it reached to the limit of the zakat, which is nisab. And here I stop you in an important benefit, عمو بارك الله فيك. You must understand the nisab will be changed according to the carat of your gold. The 24 carat is 85 grams. The 21 to 22 carat is nearly 90 plus. So the 18 carat, the 17 carat, the 15 carat, the 11 carat, like here in Indonesia, also it's a different what? Different limit. The limit of every gold will go according to the pure gold inside the material. You understand? So the 85 grams of gold, that is the limit, it's for the 24, not for others, for the most pure gold that you have. You understand? Then the nisab will follow the concentration of the gold inside the material. You understand, Yamu?